Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your sanctuary once more again, to praise your name, to worship your name, to elevate your name, to exalt your name. Thank you for this opportunity to come here, O God. We know that this far we have come, we call you Ebenezer. Even in this day 21 of our prayer and fasting, as we bring our fasting into closure, O God, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your favor, for your hand that has carried us through. And we know that our lives and our destinies this year will never be the same. We are moving higher, we're moving from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from mercy to mercy. In the name of Jesus, we are climbing the ladder of faith, we are climbing the ladder of the miraculous, we are climbing the ladder of gospel exploitation. In the name of Jesus, we are moving, oh God, by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We are moving by the mercies of God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, we thank you for every member of Heart Today Church International. We thank you for those that are connected by faith. We thank you for the children of the house of God, irrespective of their denomination, wherever they are, O God of heaven and the earth. May your hand be released upon them, your hand of mercy and grace and salvation, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Chicago. We thank you for Illinois. We thank you for America. We thank you for our leaders in this nation, O God. We thank you for our president. We thank you for the governor, as the senators, the mayors. We commend them to the word of your grace, that Father Lord, let their footsteps be ordered by thee, in the name of Jesus. It is our prayer that, Lord, that Russia's leaders will be instituted that will give you glory, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for our nation. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our marriages, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing and continue to do in our midst, Almighty Father. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for the authority of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the name that is above every other name, oh God. We surrender to the authority of the name of Jesus today, in the name of Jesus. As we submit unto you, God, we submit our members to you, we submit our mind, our spirit, our body, everything about us, we submit to Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. That Lord, come and take authority in everything that we are going to do, Almighty God. Take authority over our mind, take authority over our voices, take authority over the word that is going to be preached tonight, today, in the name of Jesus. We surrender ourselves as vessels, oh God. Use us for your glory. As we come before you, Jesus, we pour our hearts to you, we pour our soul to you, we pour our mind to you, in the name of Jesus. We cleanse our heart with the blood of Jesus, we cleanse our mind with the blood of Jesus, we purge ourselves from any evil conscience, oh God. We repent of anything done knowingly or unknowingly, as we approach your throne boldly, that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. We call unto you that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is our prayer this morning that thy kingdom come upon this service. Let your glory, let your power flow in a mighty, mighty way. Move from this altar, move from this sanctuary, touching people, reviving people, healing people, encouraging people, empowering people, favoring people, saving people. In the name of Jesus, let your life proceed out of this altar to save, to deliver, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know you are Jehovah Gabor, you are the mighty one in battle. With you, Lord, we can do anything, in the name of Jesus. It is our prayer that let thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this service, of God. We surrender this service to the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Lord, let the spirit of liberty, the spirit Spirit of Christ, take dominion over everything that we are going to do today in the name of Jesus. It is our prayer that Father, open the heaven above us. Let it shower the rain, the latter rain of the Holy Spirit. Let it flow from this sanctuary. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow. Let your goodness flow in the name of Jesus, that out of this place, giants in faith will arise. Out of this place, great men and women will arise that will move under the power, under the anointing, under the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is our prayer, mighty Father, that this year 2025, let the heaven be opened above us, O God. Go ahead of us, O Father. Let your presence go ahead of us. Let your spirit go ahead of us. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, O Father. We submit ourselves to the authority of your word, Almighty Father. For your word is life. Your word is bread indeed, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, O God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, from every agenda of the enemy. Deliver us from every wicked plan of the devil. In the name of Jesus, deliver us, O God, from every skirmishes of the enemy. Deliver us from every arrow that flight by night, every arrows of seduction, every arrows of witchcraft. Deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. For we remain covered under the blood of Jesus, and we bind every forces of hell. We bind every works of witchcraft, every works of Jezebel, every works of immorality. We bind every dominion of darkness in the land, and we render it powerless as we release the dominion of our Father, the dominion of the King of Kings, the dominion of the Lord of Hosts. We release the dominion of our Lord, the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You know, yesterday was one of those surprise days of my life. This is a testimony I want to share. Amen. As somebody happened to be in the hospital all the way in Kisii, and they wanted me to pray, hallelujah, the daughter had a surgery, and they were in the ward. So I did a video call to pray. And now everybody in that ward, most of them had very, very serious accidents. Very serious accidents. Some has been in the ward for 3-4 months. Or they have just been there. Some were, you know, there were things in their feet. Hallelujah. Some, I think, broke their feet and so on and so on. And I started praying. Some were in oxygen. They had to put the phone on their ears, but they still wanted prayer. The family members were there, and they wanted prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the power of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. I ended up praying for 5 people yesterday, lying in the hospital bed. Praise the Lord. And there's this young lady I prayed for. Praise the Lord. He had some form of injury on the legs. Hallelujah. And when I looked onto her, I started ministering to her. And I told her that the Lord has brought the church to you in the hospital. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has brought the church to you in the hospital. You know, she was very surprised. Hallelujah. Because by the gift of knowledge and discernment, I started ministering to her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She had a very serious accident, and I started telling her, you need to repent, you need to make it right, you need to let it go. Praise the Lord. And I led her to repentance, and we prayed. And the moment we finished praying, the pain that she was suffering was gone. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, she couldn't believe it. Hallelujah. The pain, the spirit of infirmity was gone. And I told her, rise up, help her to sit down, help her to walk. She couldn't believe that she could walk. Praise the Lord. You know, she was laughing, was like, is this real or this is not real, praise the Lord. And the helper, she stood up, she started walking in the ward, praise the Lord, by the mercies of God, she was healed, she was laughing, she was joyful, praise the Lord. And the Lord touched so many people in that hospital, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So no matter where you are, God is not too far to be reached, hallelujah. God will hear your cry, praise the Lord. And I was telling them that that morning when I was waking up in the morning, I told my wife that I woke up in a dream seeing somebody was seeking for prayer, seeking for deliverance, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I didn't know that I was going to minister to people in the hospital, lying on hospital bed, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But I believe God did mighty works in the name of Jesus, and we need to continually trust in the Lord. We need to continually trust in the Lord. The hand of God can reach to you where you are. But do you have faith in Him? Do you have faith that He will do what He says He will do? Praise the Lord. So today, as we mark our 21 days of prayer and fasting, I want us to end it by a message anchored on faith. By a message anchored on faith, on what I've been teaching so far, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let's go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hallelujah. I will just begin reading it from verse 8. There's so much in this chapter that we can learn from, because I want our faith to be built. I want our faith to be anchored in the Lord, to know how much we can do great exploit in the kingdom of God if only we can learn to trust in Him. If only we can learn to trust in the Word of God and hold on to the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 8. The Bible says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place that he was to receive an inheritance. Praise the Lord. So that brings us to a picture that there is a place that God has called each one of us to go, and that will be a place of your inheritance. In other words, it will be a place where God has ordained from the foundation of the earth that that is the place where you shall be blessed, that is the place where you shall be established, that is the place where you shall be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, that is the place where you shall multiply, where you will find your ground. But are you willing to go to that place? Are you willing to travel to that place by the power of faith, even when you don't know the details? Praise the Lord. You don't know the hand. You don't know how it's gonna happen. You don't have the GPS to that place. Glory be to God. We thank God for the technology of our days, that today we have GPS in our phones, that if somebody give you an address, you can put it in the GPS and get to know the direction and the place you are going. Hallelujah. But the journey of faith needs the GPS directed by your trust in the Lord. Because God will not show you the whole picture, because if He shows you the whole picture, you will stop trusting in Him, you will stop believing in Him, you will stop relying in Him. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And God doesn't want you to rely on your eyes, to rely on your mind, to rely on your ability. He wants you to rely on His capacity. He wants you to rely on His path, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this place that God told Abraham to go was the place of his inheritance. Glory be to God. Tell somebody, I must enter the place of my inheritance this year, 2025. There is a place where God is going to establish me. There is a place where God is going to nourish me. There is a place where I will find my anchor. There is a place where I will find my breakthrough. There is a place where I will find my purpose and grow. and produce and become the vessel in which God will find his full expression. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. And that place can be a ministry. That place can be a church. Not every church you can be blessed. Not every church you can grow. Not every church you can be fruitful. Not every church you can multiply. There is a place ordained by God that when you enter into that place, you will find full expression. When you enter into that place, you will find your wings. When you enter into that place, you will grow, you will be fruitful, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus, because that place will give you a name, that place will give you purpose, that place will give you fulfillment, that place will be a blessing to your children, to generations to come, in the mighty name of Jesus. That will be a place of your establishment, that will be your place, but your children will remember that this is our inheritance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is the work of our Father in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, an inheritance is something that is meant to be passed from one generation to another. And the Bible says that a good father leaves an inheritance to his children. So there are things that God has called us to have that we are meant to pass to the next generation. They are encounters that we are meant to pass to the next generations. They are mantles that God will put in us that we are meant to pass to the next generation. They are blessing, they are houses, they are properties, they are innovations that God has called us to pass to the next generation. They are offices that God has called us to pass to the next generation. So we need to know what is our inheritance in the Lord. What is that place that God wants me to travel in the mighty name of Jesus? Even when I don't have the whole picture, but I have faith that this is the place, this is the direction, these are the people that God wants me to identify with, this is the church that God wants me to identify with. There may not be members in that church, there may not be many people in that church, they may not have the best of the instrument, but there is a vision that is aligned to where your God is taking you. There is a vision that is aligned to the purposes of God concerning you. Hallelujah. Are you willing to journey? Are you willing to journey as you see the power of God? Are you willing to journey as you see the provision of God? Are you willing to journey as you see the security of God, as you see the protection of God, to the extent God say, touch not my anointed, that he rebuke kings on their behalf, that touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm, because they became a people of God and they were journeying to the land that God had promise to his father, is for fathers, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you willing to enter into the journey that Abraham was willing? The Bible says he obeyed. Hallelujah. And he kept going. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob. He is with him of the same promise, living with tents with Isaac and Jacob. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes life may not start with a permanent place. Life may start with a tent. Hallelujah. But that tent will produce something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, this ministry is known as restoration of the tent of David. And we know that before the house of God was built, the Ark of the Covenant was kept in a tent. Beautiful things can come out of a tent. Don't allow anyone discover encourage you because of your small beginning. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Even though your beginning is small, your hand shall be great. For don't despise the days of small beginning. Don't despise that small business. Don't despise that small thing you are doing. Glory be to God. Just continue. Be diligent in it. Be diligent in it. Be faithful to God with it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And in due season, what started small will become big. In due season, that ministry that started with two people will become thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. What God has called us is for us to be faithful, is for us to be committed, is for us to be consistent with His will. And it doesn't matter where you start from. It doesn't matter whether you started in a tent. It doesn't matter whether you started in a temporary housing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But as you continue to journey, that place that used to be known as a tent, later on a magnificent house of God was built by Solomon. It became an international center where a nation came to see the beauty of the Lord, where a nation traveled, where people traveled all over the land in Israel to come and worship God in that beautiful temple that Solomon built for God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. It doesn't matter, you may be going to a place where everything around you is a bush, hallelujah. Glory be to God. It may not be a city, but if God has sent you there, God will bring a city in that place because you have arrived. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. What is important is, have you heard the voice of God? Have you heard the direction of God? In the mighty name of Jesus, all you need to do is to obey. Hallelujah. Just obey. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundation, whose designer and builder is God. Wow. So even Abraham was looking for a city, hallelujah, that has foundation. And this city, the designer of the city was God. Wow. Praise the Lord. So we need to ask ourselves, in this journey, what are we looking for? Hallelujah. What are we going? Where are we going as a church? As individual, where are you going? Glory be to God. Abraham desired of that city. It was a spiritual Jerusalem whose designer was God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are trusting God for a ministry orchestrated by God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the things that we are going to do are going to be designed by heavenly imprint. Even the houses of worship that we will be building for God, they will be inspired by heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Just the same way the Bible says that God opened the eyes of Moses and he saw the temple of God in heaven and he built a replica of it. Hallelujah. You see, the Ark of the Covenant was a replica. The design in how the tent of meeting was built was a replica of the temple in heaven. Glory be to God. There are things that God wants us to manifest here on earth that are replica, that are heavily designed. Do you know today there's a lot of design we see around that are birthed from the pit of hell? Hallelujah. There are some fashions you see today that are bad from marine world. There are some fashions, some designs of clothes that when you look at those designs, you see the kingdom of darkness. There are rings that are bad. The design of that ring is bad from the dark world. So if the people people of the dark world can design things, how much more can the people of God design heavenly things that are heavily inspired, car designs that are heavily inspired, phone designs that are heavily inspired, hallelujah, houses that are heavily inspired, in the mighty name of Jesus, drawings that are heavily inspired, in the mighty name of Jesus, clothing that are heavily inspired. We need people that will carry the inspiration of God, that can bring the design of heaven, that they will design to man clothes that angels wear in heaven. Hallelujah, glory be to God. They will design panel of houses in replica of what it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says, whose designer and builder is God. Abraham was looking onto a city whose designer and builder is God. Glory be to God. God wants to inspire us to create a replica of what is going in heaven, whether is in worship, whether is in music, whether is in singing, whether is in songs. There are things that God can give man inspiration to produce what has already existed in the spirit. Glory be to God. Somebody will be inspired by God this year to produce something that heaven will give you the design in the name of Jesus, and it will be a benefit to humanity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham conceived even when he was past childbearing age. She was past childbearing age. I'm telling you, it is not too late for you to be blessed. It is not too late for you to conceive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are children in your womb. There is a purpose in your womb that it's not too late to fulfill it in the mighty name of Jesus, because we serve God that is the restorer. We serve God that can create new organs that can carry a baby. You see, when a womb goes that too long like Sarah, it is no longer strong enough even to hold a baby. But with God, God can create new systems in you. God can create new organs in you. God can create new womb in you. God can recreate everything in your system, because He is the Lord that created you. He have spare parts so He can replace. He can replace that heart that is not working properly. He can replace that kidney that is not working properly. He can replace the things in your system that are out of order and bring them in order. Only if you have faith within Him. So because with God, nothing shall be impossible. And the question comes in, do you believe in Him who have said? Do you believe in Him who have said? Do you believe in Him whose word is yes and amen? Do you believe in Him that through His stripes we have been made whole? Do you believe in Him that silver and gold is mine, says the Lord? Do you believe in Him that you shall possess the land in which the foot of their soul shall tread upon? Do you believe in His authority? Do you believe in His word? Do you believe in what Jesus say, that you are the light of the world, you are the head and never the tail? Do you believe in Him that the diseases of Egypt shall not touch you? Do you believe in Him that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land? Do you believe that the Lord is your shepherd, that you shall not want, that He leads you to the greener pastures and to the paths of righteousness for His name's sake? Do you believe in Him even when it doesn't make sense? Hallelujah, glory be to God. Do you know when the angel came and to confound the word of the living God. The Bible said they heard Sarah laughing because what the angel said didn't make sense. Hallelujah. You might be the one lying in the hospital bed today, but if the word of God comes in that God is lifting you from that hospital bed to become an evangelist to the nations, it may not make sense because you may not be able to walk around, you may not be able to run around, but the Lord have seen that your future is not in the hospital bed. Your future is not in hospital. Your future is not in that sickness. That sickness cannot put you down. That pain cannot put you down. That diagnosis cannot put you down, because there are greater things that God has called you to do. He has called you to be an apostle to nation. He has called you to be an evangelist to nation. He has called you to pastor his people. And whatever is holding you down must let you go. The powers of hell must let you go. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. What kills others will not kill you, because there is a purpose in you. There is greatness in you. You are unstoppable, and you must give birth to that thing that God had put in you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And giving birth is not just about children, hallelujah. There are things that are travailing within you. There is a city within you. There is a kings within you. There are innovations within you. There are business ideas within you. There is greatness within you. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is an apostle within you. There is a pastor within you. There is a healing evangelist within you. There is a mighty worshiper within you. Hallelujah. There is a great instrumentalist within you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the time come that rise up in the power of his might to do the will of the Father. Rise up in the power of his might, because you are about to give birth to something that will shake the nation. You are about to give birth to a ministry that will shake foundations of cities and nations and turn hearts of men to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because what God has put within you shall not remain in the village. What God has put within you, nation must hear your voice. Inhabitants of the land must hear your voice. They must know that you are called to be the light to the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sarah believed. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you have faith in God? Hallelujah. Sarah believed, even when she was at that age where literally she couldn't be able to give birth to children, but she believed in God. She believed in God. And out of her, the Bible says, there was a generation that came out of her that became innumerable like stars. There are things that God wanted to give birth to. There are things, there are things that will flow out of you, that will produce, that will produce, that will be fruitful, that will multiply, that will multiply, that will multiply. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. Hallelujah. Imagine Isaac, the Bible said, through Isaac was the offspring of Abraham be made. Yet that was the son that God wanted Abraham to offer. Are you willing to give God your all? Hallelujah. Are you willing to give God your all? Or there are things that you are not willing to give God? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know some people are saved as long as God doesn't touch certain area of their life? They can be friends with you as long as you don't cross certain area with their life. Hallelujah. Wamewekea Mungu mpaka. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They have put boundaries with God. They are telling God, I can only allow you to reach to this place. Praise the Lord. Are you willing to trust Him with everything? For God is the one that gives and is the Lord that taketh away. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has a reason for everything. It is God that gave Abraham the son. And when God wanted the son, He was willing to give it back. Even when He knew that that was the son of the promise. Even when He knew that that was the son that carried destinies of nations, He was willing to return it back to God. There are times where God will test our heart to see if we love Him more than we love our cars, than we love our TVs, than we love our phones, than we love our properties. Do you love God more? Hallelujah. Oh, you love what God has given you. Or what God has given you have taken the place of God in your life. Are you willing to let go? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. So he knew that even if Isaac died, he knew that God had the power to raise him from the dead. That is the kind of faith we need to have. Hallelujah. We need to have faith that even the things that God is leading us to do, hallelujah, even if it seems like we are going to lose everything, God is able to regain everything. Even double, even triple, because there is nothing you really lose in God. Because what you lose in God is like you gain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even the death of Jesus was more gain than Him being alive. Hallelujah. For God worketh everything for good according to those that are called according to His good purpose, whether good or evil. Even that thing that the enemy meant to destroy you with, God will turn it around and use it as a testimony that will win millions and thousands for Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. So the devil thought that he could use that situation to destroy you, but he didn't know that was a learning ground. That was a place of training that God wanted you to go through the training to be strong and be able to win many souls for His kingdom. So even when he thought that he was going to kill Jesus, when he thought that he was going to kill Jesus, when he thought that he could persecute Christians and kill them, that is the time even Christianity grew even bigger and bigger. As the apostles were going through persecution, that is the time even Christianity multiplied and multiplied. Because you can't stop what God has started. You can't stop the doing of God. You can't stop the agenda of God. And I decree today that no devil, no darkness, no man, no nation will stop the agenda of God in our life. No force of hell will be able to stop the agenda of God concerning His church, concerning our families, concerning the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, and because we are standing here, His will, His purposes concerning our lives must be done. In the name of Jesus. So he believed that even God could raise him back from the dead. By faith, Isaac of the sons of Joseph, by faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. Wow. By faith. So even by faith, you can invoke. So there are blessings that have to be invoked. David, come. Hallelujah. Stand here. Come here. Hallelujah. Come stand here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So by faith, the Bible said that Abraham invoked future blessings. Hallelujah. You see, this is the things that parents don't practice, and you wonder why your children are not doing well. Hallelujah. You see, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By faith, so you as a parent, you as a father, you as a mother, there are blessings you can invoke in the lives of your children. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are blessings you can invoke. Let's invoke some tonight, today, in the name of Jesus. David, I decree you are blessed. You are highly favored. You shall preoccupy the gates of their enemy. Wherever you go, doors shall be opened. I decree that a double door has been opened in your life. You will become a great leader. You will lead a mighty throng in the name of Jesus. You will be a president of this nation in the mighty name of Jesus. You will grow in wisdom. You will grow in favor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The covenant that is at work in the life of your father will work for you in the name of Jesus. Your life will not be a struggle. The things that your father struggled to achieve, you will not struggle to have in the mighty name of Jesus. As it is written in the word of God, that I've been young and now I am old, but I've never seen the seed of the righteous forsaken. I decree today in the name that is above every name, that your life will not be forsaken. You will not go around begging for bread. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the work of your hands shall prosper. They will multiply. You will lead a great population, a great people. Your ministry will be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger than what your father is leading. In the name of Jesus, I decree life upon you. I decree provision upon you. I decree favor. I decree wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. May the all of God be upon you. May the masses of God be upon you in the name of Jesus. May the anointing that will make you distinct to be the head of your people be upon you. Become a cornerstone in which other lives will be built in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Go and sit down. Hallelujah. So by faith, Isaac invoked future blessing. So there are blessings that has to be invoked. And you, God has given you a big mouth and you're doing nothing about it. Use that mouth. Hallelujah. Speak. Speak the things you couldn't achieve. Speak them in the life of your children. Speak them. Invoke the blessings. There are things that will not happen until we invoke them by understanding, by faith. Hallelujah. Isaac invoked future blessings on Isaac. Isaac invoked future blessing on Jacob and Esau in the mighty name of Jesus. And listen to this. Lower it down, David. By faith, just a little bit. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. Wow. By faith, Jacob blessed the children of Joseph. Why is Paul talking about this? Hallelujah. Because Paul knew that Jacob gave the first inheritance. The firstborn inheritance was given to the children of Joseph. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the children of Joseph was Ephraim and Manasseh. They were taken. Jacob took the children of Joseph to his bosom. Hallelujah. He incorporated them. He adopted them to his lineage. There are things that God has called us to possess. Hallelujah. We cannot allow our children be derailed. There are people that we have to adopt to our lineage. There are people that are missing the road that we have to adopt them to our lineage. Hakayakadadadada. We have to adopt our generation to our lineage of greatness, our lineage of apostles, our lineage of prophets. There are people that we have to bring in by force, by power, in the mighty name of Jesus. They cannot be lost because we are alive, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Jacob knew that if Ephraim and Manasseh were left, they could have lost their identity. They could have lost their identity. Bring it down, David. They could have lost their identity. Why? Because Manasseh and Ephraim, they were born in Egypt. And they were born from a mother who was an Egyptian. So they were like a half-breed. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes culture has a strong hand. Culture can change people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where you are born sometimes can dictate how you are reasoning. So it by faith, Jacob had to incorporate these children who will become the future of Israel. Hallelujah. Ephraim and Manasseh, kings came out, great leaders came out of those two tribes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jacob had to adopt them in the mighty name of Jesus. By faith, Joseph at the end of his life made mention of the exodus of the children of Israelites and gave direction concerning his bones. This guy gave direction concerning how his bones were to be treated, how his bones were to be carried back to Canaan. He prophesied and gave direction. Today we have men that are dying without giving direction to their children. Today we have men of God that are dying without giving direction to the church. Hallelujah. Your life cannot be directionless. Hallelujah. Live a life of purpose and make sure you pass the baton well and make sure you give instruction to the future generation on where God is leading them to so that they will not be lost. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are many churches that have been led with great men and great women of God, but when the woman of God has gone, when the man of God has gone, he left the church without a leader. He left the church in confusion and people begin to divide the church, and what took many years to build goes to scramble because the baton was not passed properly. We have to believe in God that we are called to pass things in order. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Even what you are doing, make sure before you leave that church, leave it in order. Don't just resign without creating order. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your life be a life of order, that even when the time comes for you to be with the Lord, you leave direction of the will and of the purposes of God to the next generation.